USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Another major victory for the Taliban. The capital of the Kunar province, Assadabad, falling today, reportedly with very little resistance from the local government. Afghanistan's ambassador to the U.S., Adela Raz, telling the PBS NewsHour yesterday, Afghan morale has been hurt since news of the U.S.'s plans to withdraw.
And there is one psychological war, and I think I always say, the psychological part we have lost long again, and I think our allies here in the U.S. have also lost the psychological war, despite how much we say we have not abandoned Afghanistan, but the assumption in the story back at home is they are abandoned.
U.S. forces, though, reportedly carrying out airstrikes in Kandahar, scores of Taliban fighters said to be killed. The Dixie wildfire, the largest single wildfire in California history, leading to more mandatory evacuation orders in Northern California last night. The fire covering over 500,000 acres, just 31% contained, about 600 homes destroyed. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Shekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
The CDC recommending a COVID booster shot. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky yesterday calling for those with compromised immune systems to get the booster to prevent serious and possibly life-threatening cases. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb telling CNBC yesterday how he thinks the booster shot should be administered.
I do believe, and I've long believed, that we should be looking at providing boosters to the older population, particularly people in nursing homes or congregate settings who are more at risk of contracting COVID and more at risk of a bad outcome, people who were vaccinated a long time ago, last December or January, because we have seen evidence of declining vaccine effectiveness across the board.
Dr. Gottlieb says he also sees good news ahead. He expects the number of COVID cases in the South to peak this week and then start declining. Security concerns surrounding the 20th anniversary of 9/11. The Department of Homeland Security yesterday issuing a terrorism alert. DHS says the anniversary could serve as a catalyst for acts of targeted violence during what's already a heightened threat environment. A deadly school shooting in New Mexico happening yesterday at a middle school in Albuquerque. A 13-year-old arrested for allegedly killing another student outside during lunch. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A mass shooting in England, the worst in Great Britain in over a decade. A 22-year-old on Thursday night local time shoots and kills his mother, a 3-year-old girl, the girl's father, another woman, and a man before taking his own life in Plymouth. In YouTube videos, the suspect says he's a virgin incel who has been defeated by life. Australia using its military to enforce COVID restrictions. Officials announcing Saturday military personnel will be deployed in Greater Sydney next week. New South Wales setting a new record Saturday with 466 cases. The state's premier saying this is literally a war. A federal judge skeptical the White House's eviction moratorium will survive a Supreme Court challenge. A judge based in D.C. yesterday allows the moratorium to continue, even though she admits it's probably illegal. The Alabama Association of Realtors, the plaintiffs in the case, a spokesman says they plan to appeal. Some people hiking in North Carolina have a shocking experience. Wendy King has the details.
Multiple people were injured in North Carolina after a lightning bolt struck a popular mountain. At least 7 people were injured by the lightning strike, which happened at McRae Peak at Grandfather Mountain. It's located near the town of Boone. One of the individuals fell and hit their head and went to the hospital. Another person was burned from the lightning strike, while 5 others sustained minor injuries. According to the National Weather Service, there have been at least 6 lightning-related fatalities in the U.S. this year. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.